Thanks to Indeed for supporting Earn Your Happy. You can trust Indeed as a hiring partner because they want the same thing that you do, finding quality candidates. Start hiring right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/happy. Offer valid through March 31st. And huge thank you to Thrive Cosmetics for supporting Earn Your Happy. Get luxury, high-performance cosmetics that highlight your best features. For every purchase, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help a woman thrive. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/Lori for 15% off your first order.
Discipline equals freedom.
Yep.
I find that when I'm disciplined with my time and I push through that discomfort, that actually brings me even more comfort when I do the hard things.
Yes. Right?
It makes my life easier to do the hard things.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, 3-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retail associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multi-millionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Today I talked to one of my friends turned business empire queen. I love this woman, you guys. I actually found her when I first moved to LA. I wanted to get my brows microbladed and I was Googling and looking on Instagram and this woman comes up named Sheila Bella and she does everyone in LA their brows and does permanent makeup and has all these different studios and is kind of the go-to person for all of this stuff. And I was so excited. I was actually kind of nervous. I was like, okay, this woman like works on all of these incredible people and these influencers and celebrities. And she's got this incredible empire here in these different locations. And I was so nervous, but excited to go because I was like, okay, this woman is doing huge things and really got to drop in and meet with her and not only get my eyebrows done, which are freaking amazing, not just that, you guys, she has completely transitioned into growing her business online. And I'm going to read you her bio because this is insane. She's a celebrity brow artist and beauty business success coach. She is the founder of 2 multi-7-figure businesses, Sheila Bella Permanent Makeup and Pretty Rich Bosses Online Academy. She hosts the Pretty Rich Podcast, which is a top-rated beauty entrepreneurship show. Sheila is the president of the American Academy of Micropigmentation, the largest organization of cosmetic tattoo professionals. She's a motivational speaker, a wife, and a mother to 3 boys. Her passion is teaching beauty professionals how to scale their services passively and how to create wildly profitable online businesses so they can expand their potential beyond the chair and create massive impact from the comfort of their home. So as you can see, she pivoted into the online space and this woman is blowing up. And not just that, she's helping beauty professionals blow up. So you guys, if you are interested in growing your online business at all, or really looking at this from the perspective of how can I stay open in this conversation to getting creative ideas on how I could start a business or how I could grow my business, I get so much knowledge from her every time she speaks. Not just that, she's one of the most fun, outspoken, incredible women I've ever met. You will see. Hang tight. Let's get started. Sheila, I'm so excited to have you on the podcast. Thank you so much for coming on.
I'm so excited to be here, Laura. You look beautiful, as always.
I love you. So sweet.
I told you, you can't. She's like me right now. I'm like, you can't fake bone structure, girl. Like, your bones are beautiful.
Well, I'm going to take that all day long. And it's recorded now. So I'm just going to go back and listen to that when I need a little pep talk. So this has been a long time coming. I feel like you and I have just been like wanting to have this conversation for a very long time. You have been a teacher in our Fast Foundations mastermind. And I sat back just in total awe and I loved it because it's so tactical, but it's tangible. So it's things that are, they can be applied immediately and you can see shifts. And I know that you are all about getting those sales, which I think everybody should be in such a beautiful way because you offer so much value, but it's clear that you are also such an entrepreneur and such a businesswoman and you want to help people make money. And that's why I want you on the show right now because that is such an important piece of the puzzle for people. I just want to share with everybody, if you are listening, money is the thing that supports your vision. And that is what you have to really focus on is when you can support your vision in a big way, that's when you can actually help people. So we don't help anybody with the fluff, right? So I love that you are so tactical. So Sheila, I would love for you to share with people when I met you, you had this incredible business in, I'm trying to even think where that was. You had one in Beverly Hills and then Hollywood.
And Beverly Hills.
And I was just like, who is this freaking amazing female entrepreneur with this epic business where you were microblading brows, you were doing permanent makeup, you were teaching people how to do it. You had this incredible like empire and you were the woman to go to for these things in Hollywood, celebrities, influencers, everyone. And I got to sit in your chair and I fell in love with you and it was over after that. But I want you to share that journey from that to where you are now.
Thank you so much, Lori, for all the nice things that you've said and for recognizing. Thank you for seeing me this whole time. You know, that's like one of the best things you can give to people is just the gift of being seen. And thank you for believing me. For believing me when I told you my dreams, when I told you like what my plan was, thank you for believing me. Like, yes, she means that. She does. And the gift of belief is so rare. And I think it's so underestimated and undervalued. But yeah, thank you for that. So let's go back in time. It was 2010. I was working at Dylan's Irish Pub on Hollywood and Vine. It was this quote unquote upscale, I'm doing bunny ears, Irish pub where all the girls wore skimpy outfits, all the waitresses. I wore a schoolgirl outfit with high knee socks and my cleavage was up to my belly button. I wanted those tips. I wanted them. Anyway, I also was recently divorced from my first husband and I just wanted a job that would piss him off. I wanted a job that would piss Chris off. Could I get that would piss him off the worst? So, it was at this like skanky Irish pub. And I was like, great. And I was starting my new life, my new promising life and a bright future at this Irish pub. And then I got fired.
They say a promising life starts at an Irish pub. It's an old saying.
Wearing lingerie. That's what they say. How did you know?
Because I had that life as well.
Yeah, then I got fired about like 3 weeks later or something like that.
And wait, how does one get fired from this Irish pub?
I was terrible. Okay. I was terrible. Listen, I have no shame in this. I was searching for a man that would take care of me for the rest of my life. Really, like, because I didn't think I could do it myself.
Yeah.
So now I know that the plan is to be a rich wife and not a rich man's wife. But before, no, I wanted to be a rich wife. That was it, because I had no entrepreneurial muscles. Anyway, I spent too much time talking to guys and they let me go. But I will never forget, though, that day where Pierre, his name was, let me go and looked me in the eye and he said, Sheila, this will be your last day working here. This is your last paycheck. Pack up your things and go. Never forget the walk of shame down that staircase into my locker. I felt like everybody knew about this. And I just felt so duped because I had no signs of it. And I never felt so small. I couldn't even do this.
Yeah.
I couldn't even hang here. Went home, was self-destructive for about 2 or 3 weeks. And then I was like, you know what? I got to figure this out. I need a big girl job, right? Nobody's coming. No one's coming. No one's coming to save me. No one's. So, you know, and that was like, honestly, the best thing that has happened to me, because from that, I decided to take a permanent makeup class that was 5 days long. And then after that, sort of, it was so strange. It just kind of like fell on my lap. It's so random, right? Tattooing faces for a living. And then after that, I just ran with it because I decided, you know, like a gangster.
I love it. So many tears.
And I decided, no, like, this is it. All my eggs were in this basket. I had no plan B because it was either this or nothing. It was either this or be a loser, right? Because the Irish pub wouldn't even freaking take me. So it was, it had to be this. Yeah. And that desperation grew me a multi-million dollar business within 3 years. And more than that, it's who you become through the pursuit. It's not just what you get out of the pursuit, but I think the real gift is who you become through the process of business building. That ish is priceless, because now I know I can do it. And now I know, and I have the confidence, and I like to think that if you drop me off anywhere in the world, in any English speaking country, where I have $0, that I'd be rich all over again in 3 years, because I did it already. So that confidence, that self-belief, now I know I can trust myself. Now I know I keep promises to myself. Now I'm like, I can do it again.
Yes.
That is the real gift of all that.
For sure. Yeah. Hands down. I just did a podcast on it literally last week, just about that exact thing.
Ooh,
and I love that because that is what, and I know this is what people are going to get from this podcast today, is really that understanding of, you do it once, that skill set can be done over and over again. And it's not about the external, like, you are the creator of your abundance in your life. And that's one of the most powerful things, is just like when you are down in the dumps, I think it's one of the most powerful places. It's when you're, it's kind of when you're most motivated, your back is up against the wall, you're not in a cushy life, and you know, you're already uncomfortable. You're already the most uncomfortable you're going to get. You guys know I am all about the law of attraction, but there's always a second step in doing that. You also have to take action. So I wish this worked for hiring your team, and you need to also partner with somebody who can help you. So when you partner with Indeed, you are building the right team, and it makes it simple. Indeed is an unbelievably powerful hiring partner where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. And Indeed is the only job site where you're guaranteed to find quality applications that meet your must-have requirements. And in the off chance that you don't pay, find great talent through time-saving tools with Indeed Instant Match assessments and virtual interviews. With virtual interviews, Indeed saves you time. You can message, schedule, and interview top talent seamlessly, all in one place without any annoying plugins or extras to install. Indeed's virtual interviews work direct from your browser. It's a great way for me to connect with potential candidates who could quite possibly make a huge positive shift in the team dynamic that I'm working to build. Indeed knows that finding the right skills makes all the difference. That's why you only pay for the applications from quality candidates that meet your must-have requirements. Start hiring right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at indeed.com/happy. Offer valid through March 31st. Go to indeed.com/happy to claim your $75 credit before March 31st. Indeed.com/happy. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Okay, so you, at that point, you had built this new business, turned into a multi-million dollar business. Obviously, there's a lot of craziness that I'm sure happened in the middle there.
I mean, business building is basically a crash course in relationship. And the most important lesson from all of that is the relationship you have with yourself. Mm. Like, oh, how do you talk to yourself? What do you do when me, myself, and I,
yeah, for sure,
we're in, you know, the thick of it. So it's that relationship that you really, really build. And also relationships with people and like employees and customers and colleagues, et cetera, et cetera. So that was just the best crash course ever. Fast forward to 2020. Do you remember that year?
I'm still trying to forget, but yeah, it's real fresh.
Okay. So there was this, so crazy, Lori, like this pandemic that happened.
In LA, especially.
It's crazy, right? It was like out of a sci-fi movie. And I had this company that was, you know, doing well, et cetera, et cetera. And then March of 2020 happens to us all. I want to honor and recognize that. But I just felt like it was just happening to me, honestly.
Like, I actually, you mark this with me because your event was right then. And we were like talking during that. And we were going back and forth because my event was coming up. And we were sharing what the hell do we do back and forth, freaking out. So it actually, you mark the beginning of that for me and with me. I remember exactly where I was.
Same, same, same. So I had my first live event that was in person and we had sold about 434 tickets.
Which is amazing for your first event, like mind blowing.
For your first event. And I was so excited
for any event.
You were speaking at it. And it was right down the street from your house. It was at the Lowe's in Santa Monica. And I was like, okay, so this is it. You know, I worked on this business baby. I was cooking this business baby for 9 months, exactly, for real. And to have it be ripped away from me, it was almost like a stillbirth. And that's not to take away from anybody that's ever actually had one. I'm a mother of three. So yeah, it's obviously not the same. But it's the only thing I can really compare it to because like you dream about this thing for months and months and months, envisioning it in your head and it's your first one and how amazing it was going to be. And then all of a sudden it just wasn't born. And it was like, wait, what? Honestly, just 2 days before, people had already flown in from different parts of the world and it didn't happen. And I don't think I will ever get over that. I have since had a virtual version of it. But I will never get over the loss of that first business baby, that first event, because I feel like I lived it so many times in my head. And on top of that, it was raining and my girls at the salon were out of work. The business was shut down. Nobody could do anything. And I had to think fast. Mm-hmm. I was back, you know, when I was a server at Dylan's Irish Pub and I got fired and I had nowhere to go. I was back in that state. And then I took about 2 weeks to cry my heart out. And then I came back because I realized, oh, wait a second. I'm built for this ish. I'm the perfect person for this survival stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, people need me. I need to figure this out. How do I help? How do I serve? Oh, opportunity doesn't go away. It just changes location. So the location and the new now opportunity looks like online. Okay, so what do we do? So now I decided to help people create online businesses. And for those parts of the world that were open, I decided to create an online platform for helping them get booked and busy in their beauty businesses. Mm. And I took that super seriously. And crazy, crazy, crazy. Out of that, within 3 months, it was a six-figure business. And within 8 months or something like that, I was back to seven figures. It's such a blessing, Lori, the internet.
Yeah, for real. Totally.
It's demonized all the time. It's, you know, as this like thing that's like super toxic and bad for you, but like nobody really recognizes the good of the internet as well, that people can make a living through this pandemic because of the internet. We can stay connected because of the internet. There's a lot of content that is really horrible for your self-esteem. Yes, I recognize that. But there's a lot of content that's also self-esteem building.
Yeah.
It is what you make of it. And anyway, long story short, I created my second multi-million dollar business through the pandemic in my pajamas at home.
Yeah, it's amazing. And gosh, I feel like we could do a whole other podcast just on the internal stuff that you had to build in the belief system that you had to create in order to be the person who could get to that number again, which we'll kind of weave that throughout. In fact, if there's anything that pops up for you right now, you know, because you talked a bit about how you talk to yourself as you're going through it. And I know that this is huge for me too, like the level of grace in the conversations and the, literally have to coach myself as if like a I was a really loving parent to myself. That's literally the only way that I'm getting through the just uncertainty and the different, you know, things that come with everything that you just mentioned. So what are some of the things that you had to say to yourself to get this belief system that you could be the woman to do this again and not get stuck in the cycle of this happened to me?
I love David Goggins, and he has this analogy, and I'm going to butcher it, whatever, but it's basically like, when your house is on fire, what kind of woman do you need to be to walk out of that fire? A lot of us don't know that that woman is in us until our house is on fire. So I'm actually a big fan of worst case scenario. I like it. It's good. It works. And I think one of the things that I like to coach people on and I like to use on myself is never talk to yourself as yourself. Always talk to yourself as if you were your own best friend. What would your best friend say to you? What would your mom say to you? Because your mom, you know, my mom, I have a really close relationship with her. What would she say to me at this time? But even better than that, you know, if you're a parent, like if my kid was in this situation, what would I tell my kid? And I try to never use a hand that's heavier than necessary. Just hard enough for me to learn. And that's it. Because that's what I try to do with my kids. Just heavy enough for them to learn. And that's it. I love the idea of parenting yourself because I use that every day with my alarm clock. Because nobody is coming to wake me up. Mom isn't going to go, Sheila, it's time to wake up now. You have school. No, she's not doing that. So who's going to do it? No. So what I do is I love the Apple alarm system because actually you can choose music to get up to. So whatever music pumps you up or talks pump you up. I love Jocko Willink. So he does have stuff on iTunes. And the one I like to use is the one that says, get up, get up. And then he has another one when it's time to work out. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
The one that says, stop procrastinating. That's exactly how he talks to himself. Procrastination. It's never going to get done. Yeah. It's so good. And it makes me laugh too. Yeah. So, but because he's right. Well, he's right.
Totally.
So I use stuff like that. My Apple alarm system is like set for the things that I need to stay disciplined with because discipline equals freedom.
Yep.
I find that when I'm more disciplined with my time and I push through that discomfort, that actually brings me even more comfort when I do the hard things.
Yes. Right?
It makes my life easier to do the hard things.
Totally. I love that reminder just because it's like, how many evenings have I sat there totally just like completely in pain because I know I have something that I need to get done. So it could have been my free time and I could have enjoyed it and I could have been present with my husband or my parents who are visiting. And instead I'm like, I have this to-do list that I could have just gotten done if I would have been more disciplined. So I love that reminder, like free yourself, go do the hard shit and then you can move forward. So Sheila, let's talk social media sales because you have grown most of your business organically. Like you just started running some ads, but you've been building this really organically and you want to tell the people something. You want to tell them to stop pretending about what?
So I am so proud of my team. I'm really proud of our ability, you know, as a group and even back in the day, which was when we started this online business 2 years ago, of me and my COO, that's how it started, our ability to create a sales process online that was repeatable, which I think was rare. And I think is still kind of rare, you know, because I think what I find a lot of people doing is that they post on social media. All the social media gurus tell you to post once a day at the optimal time, post this type of content that's entertaining, don't be too salesy and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And you follow all the rules, right? You follow all the advice. Like, what's the point of that? The point of that, I would assume, especially if it's a business-driven account, is sales, right? Actual credit card numbers being collected.
Right.
People saying, hey, how can I pay you? How can I give you my money, basically? How can you support me through your business? And here I'm right. ready to pay you. That's the point.
Right.
So if you're posting reels and you're like jumping up and down like a clown, or it feels that way, but then your revenue isn't going up, what I find is that's only half the battle. So what that is just lead generation. That's just content. That's content. That's just generating leads and generating trust. So if you're watching the video version of this, it's half the circle. The other half is sales.
So I'm marking off jump up and down like a clown on my to-do
list. Yeah, mark
so,
that
okay.
off.
All right.
Mark that off. That's good.
Scratched
good.
It off.
It's good stuff. Yes, it's lead generating. And it's trust building. Mm-hmm. It's no like and trust. You got it, right? People love you. Now what? Now yeah. what? The people love you. What are you going to do with that? What I find is people are missing the sales portion of it, which is either a call to action or actually having a conversation about, hey, how can I help you? So a couple of things. I think people need to stop pretending that they don't know what to do. Stop thinking that you need another course, you need another mastermind, you need another mm-hmm. coach, mentor, whatever, or et cetera, et cetera. You already know what to do. If you've been on this earth more than 10 years, even my kids know what to do. You know how to relate to people, right? And go back to your original mission. That's what my advice would be. What is your original mission? Oh, to help people through your business. So help people through your business. Have a conversation with them about how you can help them through your business. Mm. It's simpler than people are making it out to be. It's not a crazy funnel that you need to learn or to implement or hire somebody for, or a crazy ad that you need to push through. Let's go back to the basics, because really at the end of the day, something Gary Vee always says is that Flintstones over Jetsons for sales. Mm. Flintstones over, because one-to-one sales conversation of just like picking up the phone or in person or on Instagram, it look like through the DM mm-hmm. or something like that. But honestly, just like pick up the phone if you can. That sales conversation is going to do you a lot better than a fancy funnel or a fancy website. If you know sales, heck, I wouldn't even be as bold to say that you don't need a fancy website. You can have a $1 million business without a fancy website.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. So a lot of you don't know this, but I actually worked at a makeup store a couple of years of my life because I love it so much. And I'm pretty excited that I get to wear it again, because it means that I'm going out networking and meeting some pretty cool people. So it also means that I am back in the game of experimenting with new cosmetics, and I found some that I love. Thrive Cosmetics is a line of high performance beauty and skincare products made with clean, skin loving ingredients. I should clarify that the cause in cosmetics is spelled C-A-U-S-E, because every purchase supports organized organizations that help women thrive. And I love this. A few organizations they support serve women emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, fighting cancer, and more. There's truly nothing better than supporting a woman-owned business that in turn supports other women, especially those going through tough times. How cool is this ripple effect? Clean beauty is all the rage right now, and I'm definitely here for it. There are no parabens, sulfites, or phthalates in any Thrive Cosmetics products. Plus, they're certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. I'm personally loving the Overnight Sensation Brightening Sleep Mask. Anything to help me look and feel refreshed in the morning. This potent skin-loving formula melts into the skin to restore moisture and rejuvenate skin, so you wake up with a smoother, brighter, more hydrated complexion. You guys, I'm living half the year in Arizona. I need that. Now is a great time to try Thrive Cosmetics for yourself. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/Lori. That's Thrive, CAUSEMETICS.com/Lori for 15% off your first order. Now let's get back to the episode. you ask anyone, especially if they have a thriving business now, it probably started in the DMs or over a relationship. And I'm having a flashback because I'm pretty sure I kind of like DM convinced you to come to Bliss Project and bring some of your girls, I feel like. And I did that for like probably 60% of the people who showed up. I think I gave you some sort of deal. Like I totally did that to so yes. many people because I
Andy
knew that it was butts and seats. I knew I needed to fill yes. that room. And I knew that even if I didn't make all the money I wanted off of the event, that I was going to do sales there. So, and that was all done in the DMs. And not just that, of course, I wanted these certain people there because I knew it would impact their life. Like I knew you were the woman that I wanted in the audience because you would connect with the women there and you needed to hear the message. And I know that you do this. It's like you will go in the DMs and you will go and talk to people. I love hearing it from other people. And I think we forget that your business is built through those relationships at first. And that's really where you learn, right? Like that's your crash course in learning what works and what doesn't work.
Yeah, 100%. So I have this analogy, the strip club analogy. I think I said
I love this analogy.
Foundation.
Oh, yeah. You said this on the mastermind and I loved it.
So if you think about your Instagram, think about it like a strip club, okay? So if you've ever been to a strip club, you should go for market research.
Just for market research.
You should go. So you see what we're talking about here. So you follow along. There's no PDF download. You need to physically go to a yeah. strip club and see how it works.
You'll get yes. it.
Then you'll understand. So there's no download. Strip clubs are so amazing for sales. I actually, true story, hire strippers for this reason because they're really good at sales and they're really good at people. I have a couple on my team right now. They're doing amazing. Mm-hmm. So think of your Instagram just like a strip club, okay? So if you think about your feed is the stage. So are there any credit card transactions or big, big cash transactions that are happening on the stage? Mm-mm. The answer is no, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe a couple dollar bills. So that's equivalent to like likes and like comments and emojis and shares. Like, okay, yeah, I see you. You're doing good, right? So where are larger transactions being held? Where are they being held? And the answer is in the back. And it's the same for Instagram. Where is the back on Instagram?
DMs. In the DMs.
The DM, but things are private. No one can see what you're talking about. Long story short, so the purpose of your feed is to entice, right?
Right.
To allure, to attract. But where you really want them to go is the back, the DM.
So this is a great analogy too, because you have to invite them back. Like it's not just like they're going to be waiting in the back for you. You literally have to actually go and seek them out and say, meet me back here. Meet me by the flagpole. Yeah. Meet me by the red velvet couch, whatever it is. But you have to get them to answer in there because it's literally has to be something that you seek out and you start that relationship.
Yeah. So something we always say is that, and something I've learned the hard way is that sales is proactive. It's not reactive. Mm. And if you go back to the original mission, you know, we are not in the business of making money. We are in the business of diminishing fear. Mm. So what fear does your business diminish? Start there, especially for those of you who might be feeling even sleazier now that I've made that analogy about sales. No, go back to the basics. Like what fear does your business diminish?
I love that so much.
From every angle, whether it's your post, your marketing, your sales conversations, all of it. Go back to that. I think sales, just all of it will be easier.
Let's go over these topics. What's missing from your social content? You kind of talked about the call to action. What should we do with our reels and what should we do with our posts? Like what does an actual call to action from that look like? Or is that pretty much all happening in the DMs? Like give me an example of a transaction from start to finish.
So the whole mission of my business is to help beauty entrepreneurs get to their first six figures. And if they're already in their six figures, it's to help them scale, get out of doing the services themselves and get to seven figures, just the way I have done with two locations and 15 artists. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a hard road. So with that said, I need to have a conversation with them before, you know, we can get to the sales conversation and to see where they're at. So let's say in terms of reels, a good call to action would be DM me the words, "I'm ready if you're ready for this." So let's say your reels calls out a specific pain point where it's like, "Oh, I'm a six-figure beauty professional that's trying to get to seven," or "I've been betrayed by employees before, I need to know how to hire better." Okay, so DM me hiring help, and then you can start the conversation there. You can also lead them to freebies. You can lead them to a guide that, you know that they would need. You know, it's top 10 ways to get new clients or 5 different ways to lose fat fast in 2022, whatever it might be. That's why I think having a freebie for them or a free guide that's actually, by the way, actually very, very helpful, because you need to help before they can trust you, is really important. And it should be a part of everybody's business model now, business structure and marketing plan in 2022 for sure. So that's what it would look like for reels. Always having that either at the very last 5 seconds of the reel or having it in the caption. I prefer having it in both. If you're doing stories, right? Are you just doing stories to like show people your life and everything? Once you've got the know, like, and trust factor, which is like showing people who you actually are behind the scenes, making them laugh, you know, teaching them something, whatever that may be, after that, you should send them to a link. Send them to a link to either apply for a free strategy call with you, or send them a link to a free guide. Or, you know, something I learned from Fast Foundations is to your text list. So building your text list where they can connect with you one-on-one, or, you know, tell them to DM you if they're also having this problem. So here's the thing with stories. I love stories because it's such a good lead generator. I love using stories stickers, particularly polls. So an average customer will not typically raise their hand or message you if they're having this problem. I can think of a gazillion medi spas that I follow that I haven't messaged yet, that I haven't even thought about booking an appointment with. But let's say that medi spa posted a stories where they asked, "Do you have problems with fine lines and wrinkles? Or would you like to reverse the aging process?" Just something simple like that. And it's just a simple poll, yes or no. And if it's in my face and it's asking me, "Do I want to reverse my aging process?" it's so easy for me to just click yes. But if it's a complicated question or something like that, where I had to type out like a really thoughtful answer, I got a million and one things to do, I'm not going to do that. But the yes or no, "Yes, do I want to stop the aging process?" and I just click yes. Oh, okay, I'll vote on that. Well, guess what? That medi spa has already identified all of these ideal clients that are in their area, their business can solve that pain point. And if they were smart, they would message me and say, "Hey, Sheila, nice to meet you on here. I saw you voted on my poll that you wanted to stop the aging process. Wow, cute babies you got. How are you? What's going on? I love your outfit." You know, not being too salesy at first. And then I'm like, "Oh, wow, you guys are so cool. You guys are around the corner. I've always wanted to check you out." They're like, "Yeah, so what exactly concerns you about your skin?" I was like, "Well, I just don't really like my my frown lines and my wrinkles. It's a mess." Right? And then I have this heart-to-heart with this random person. Like, "Actually, I have a name. My name is Ashley. I work for this medi spa. I've been here for like 20 plus years. I can totally help you with that. I see you have great skin." But you see, now they're like, "Hey, you guess what? We have an appointment on Friday if you're free to take care of these things. Do you want to come?"
Yep. I'm
like, "Yeah, I want to come. Yeah, you're so cool. Thank you so much for reaching out to me." And then I book the appointment. My skin's better. And guess what? I come back every 3 weeks.
It's the best analogy. You're reminding me of all of the workouts that I've gone to, like all of the gyms that I've tried, all of the skin places that I've gone to in LA that people have like DM'd me. And it's literally because I have been DM'd. And I must actually like run into so many of your girls that you've taught this, because I have never been asked by more people in my life if I want to get my brows microbladed. And I'm like, I got it, girl. But I love that you reached out and asked me. Like, I always like hype them up like I'm their own hype girl. But this is so, absolutely, Sheila, this is so good. I'm thinking of this for all my friends' businesses. I'm thinking of this for Light Pink because what you're doing is you're giving yourself a somewhat warm lead. Like you're literally getting your warm leads like right away because they're already bought in, which takes away, number one, a level of fear. And it immediately shows you, okay, this person is interested. You need to like buy ads and spend a shit ton of money to even get one, you know, these people to do the same exact thing that a poll does. It's the same exact thing. An ad doesn't mean that people are converted. An ad just means that someone gives their email and says, yeah, I'm kind of interested and now talk to me. And this is such a faster way. This is so much smarter than running any ads. This is genius. It takes a little more elbow grease, but it has so much more payoff. I'm doing this. Thank you. Okay. End of podcast. Bye. Thanks. I'll check back in. Just kidding. All right. So I love this. So that is amazing on stories. We've got our call to action on reels. Posts. Did we touch on posts? I feel like it can be a little bit different, but I'd love to hear your take on it.
Posts, definitely a call to action in the comment section and not just that, the caption section. What we're finding is that carousels are doing really well. Mm. Carousels do better than just static posts.
Right.
What's really cool about carousels is like what you can do is you can teach people something that's the way you typically would in a caption or a podcast, like five steps to something or three steps to something.
Oh,
one,
yeah.
Two, three. And then the last slide is, do you want the free guide for this on how to do this even better? That's the last slide. And then have a call to action there. You know, really the key with all of this is just consistency. Consistency beats everything. But, you know, the reason why we're able to do 400,000 monthly organically is because we're so consistent and I'm trying my best to be super disciplined with my content creation. Mm-hmm. And really, I only work about 3 days a week, truly. And if you're really disciplined with your content creation schedule, I film all my reels on one day or half the day. If you're super disciplined with that, I mean, yeah, you can have a life that, with a lot of free time and, you know, so you can be present for your family. It just really all comes down to consistency and discipline.
God, that's next level discipline. And I have to tell you, I'm getting to that place where I know I need to do all of my content in one day, but my inner toddler is like freaking the F out over that thought. But I have to, because I'm actually starting to feel more pain over not doing it. You know what I mean? When you can like, I'm actually tapping into the pain, which has been really powerful for me. I know that you had said like your worst case scenario can be powerful for you. And I want to explain to the people listening, like what that means to both of us and how to utilize that. For me, I sit and think about like, if I keep going this way and I'm not doing the posts that I need and it's not converting the people and it's not converting the sales, then I'm going to lose Light Pink. Like if I don't keep people really engaged, like I go to worst case scenario and I use that pain because ultimately that's what's going to happen to people, right? Like if you don't get disciplined, and Sheila, if you weren't disciplined, you might kind of like get by, but you're going to start losing people. You're going to lose sales. Mm-hmm. You're going to start thinking it's you. You're going to lose your confidence. You're going to lose momentum. And ultimately, you're going to lose your business if you don't do what needs to get done. So I go to that place. I know that's a little scary, but like that helps me go, well, shit, one day could literally fix all of this ridiculous pain that I'm causing myself. So
yeah, it's just about playing Tetris with your schedule and getting like super intentional about everything.
Yeah.
And just batching things for one day is just the best thing ever. Like I thought I would need to do it once a week, but guess what? On one day I did all my reels for the next 2 weeks and the following week I'm free. So, and I'm only working 2 days that week, you know? So I think just getting really granular with your schedule and sticking to it and treating it, for beauty professionals out there, like an appointment.
Yes.
Like you have a date with a client and that client is your content. I just think the world of organic content, and I just think it's so undervalued. People are just pushing ads so much when you can do this for free.
It's true. When I look at, because I'm really peeling back the layers of a lot of big brands, because obviously I'm doing market research right now, and it's like so many of them still do so much organic content, or they started that way. And it's what works because it's a people business and people want to feel it. They want to feel seen. They want to feel a part of it. And it's really hard to do that with somebody who doesn't have the voice, or sometimes it's really hard with just hired people because even though they're amazing, the heart and soul and the life of the company doesn't depend on it. And it's really kind of just like feeling that deep, crazy passion that started you on this mission, and it's infused in everything you do. So Sheila, tell the people what they want. Tell them where they can follow you. Tell them what your Instagram handle is so that we can peel back the layers on Sheila and your business, all the things.
So you can follow me on Instagram. It's my favorite place to hang out, although I'm playing with other platforms. But honestly, where I actually am is Instagram, which is at Real Sheila Bella, SHEILABELLA. And you can also send me a text if you found value in this podcast or you just want to share something with me. My text number is 310-388-4588.
All right. Should they text you any word when they text you?
Lori. Text me Lori.
Yes. Text her my name.
Thanks.
L-O-R-I.
and I'll be like, oh, you listen to that one where I talked about the strip club.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Where to pick up the conversation.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, okay, I'm going to actually meet you in the DM. So, all right. I am so grateful for you. I always have fun talking to you. You make business so much fun. And just you guys, one of the biggest things that you can do for Sheila, obviously all of our guests, is to let her know what your biggest takeaway was and share this podcast. Text it to a friend. Let her know, you know, go in her DMs. Say hey. Say, I sure loved that analogy. It made my whole day. It was the best, or whatever your takeaway is, or you changed my life with whatever you said. So you guys, I'm sending you so much love. And until next time, earn your happy.